'cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream.
Woo! Yeah! 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 Cat Figure Podcast, episode 52. Hold on, Mike Francesa.
I would not see me touch one person, kick one person, or call a player a faggot.
He sent me that, you know, in the iPhone, you can record a text of yourself, because last week, or 2 weeks ago, we talked about Kevin Pillar saying faggot. And, you know, we made the point that, look, everybody, if you recorded everything they said, maybe you could catch them doing stuff. And Mike Francesa took that very personal. He said you'd never catch him that.
You'd never catch him do anything wrong.
So this is a Cat Figure Podcast, episode 52. Yeah, he's perfect. Literally, if you could record him 24 hours a day, you would never see him make a mistake.
He'd never fall asleep on air.
Yo, he said he predicted the kick six, the Auburn-Alabama like kick six. He's like, I thought of that. I was saying they got to watch the return on that.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many offensive linemen or something.
Yeah.
So stupid.
He's retarded. So this is a Cat Figure Podcast, episode 52. I'm Ryan DiPaolo. Who are you?
Tom McLaughlin.
I guess that's our typical intro now we've settled into. For better or worse, this is just how the cards played. Are you okay with it?
No.
Well, tough. Who are some MLB players who wore number 52?
We got big CC Sabathia at the top of the list. 17 years, wearing 52, highest WAR by far. He qualifies as a current player, which is your usual follow-up question.
Yeah.
Then we've also got Yoenis Céspedes.
Ooh.
And for those Yankee fans, you might remember Jose Contreras. He was a pitcher out of Cuba. The Yankees paid a ton of money for, and he was garbage.
I don't remember him. Any old players, like lefty, righty, lyncher?
Tony Cingrani, John Farrell.
Tony Cingrani still plays.
Oh, yeah, he still plays. Never mind.
No, but that still counts as another name.
And we got John Farrell, the current manager of the Red Sox.
Who do you play for?
He played for the Indians and the Tigers.
Word. All right, so
Bruce Chen.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Wei Yin Chen's dad. All right. Yeah. So this is a Cat Figure Podcast, episode 52. We got a lot to get into. I don't know. You know, there's Bryce Harper and Mr. Met. First, I think this is the biggest story of the day, though. Right now, everyone's bugging out as we record June 1st. My team's mascot, the Mets, Mr. Met, had a total lapse of control, or I don't know how the stupid news networks are phrasing it. They're saying
he's out of control.
Well, a funny story today, as the team's mascot loses his composure and flips off a fan. So a fan was trying to give him five as he's walking out the tunnel after a tough game. You know, he gave it his all, but the Mets lost 7-1. And a Mets fan's trying to give him five, and he won't. And then he starts filming as Mr. Met gives him the finger. Yo, News Network CBS put a fuzzy around. It's a mascot with four fucking fingers on his hand, and they're buzzing out his middle finger.
That's amazing.
And the YouTube video said NSFW, not safe for work, to watch the video of a mascot with four fingers flipping off a fan.
Mickey Mouse hands.
Yo, it's insane. And the fan doesn't even curse in it. It's so insane how everybody's acting. And, like, the Mets are like, yeah, we'll handle it. But I hope that's code for, like, shut up, you pussies. Like, he doesn't have a middle finger.
That's so ridiculous.
Yo, it's so funny. I mean, mostly the things I saw, people are laughing about it, but it's like,
There are probably people who are legitimately upset.
I've come around on this. Like, maybe, yeah, actually there are. See, like, for a while with all this stuff, when people overreact, I think, like, who the hell is actually offended? And then in some cases, I don't think anybody is actually offended. I think the companies just knee-jerk overreact. Like, somebody, like I was hearing someone on ESPN, maybe Flores, whatever his name is, made a comment about the trailer park because some fan tried to catch a foul ball with a car seat or something. And he goes, oh, what is this, trailer park day? And then a half hour later, he goes, I made some insensitive comments earlier that I never should have made. They're very inappropriate, and I'm so sorry. You're not sorry, and you don't need to apologize. Yeah, it's but that's just nobody from a trailer park called ESPN and was like, "How dare you?"
ESPN then suspends him for 2 days.
Did they?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
that
is what they would do.
What they do.
Yo, like, they just bug out, just knee-jerk react. Like,
the only people that have a right to be offended are ones with little kids who really like Mr. Met. But since Mr. Met is honestly one of the worst mascots in sports, I don't know.
Also, he's an idea. He's not a tilt that or talk into it more if you can.
Okay.
He's just an idea. He's not a, like, so what, the guy who happened to be controlling him yesterday flipped him off. It's like, how dare they have a mascot that flips people off? It's like, No, Mr. Met doesn't. The guy who was in him yesterday maybe did.
Exactly.
Mr. Met transcends that. It's like Santa or Jesus or God, right? God may kill a bunch of people in Africa, but that's not my God. I don't know.
There's a bunch of Mr. Mets, too, I assume.
And yeah, that's what I... Yeah, probably. They said the average mascot makes $25,000 a year in Major League Baseball. That sucks.
I know at least like 8 kids who have had bar mitzvahs who have had Mr. Met come to it.
Oh, then so. There's definitely got to be like in the South Park episode that there are a bunch of Axels, not Axel, Slash from Guns N' Roses,
are
multiple Slashes, that there are just multiple Mr. Mets. Because it is the worst mascot. We'll move on, but it's a fucking baseball. It's the same as the Reds. It's like you don't get to be Mr. Red, Mr. Marlin, Mr. Mariner, you know, and then make it a baseball of the team you play. It's like Mr. Giant, and it's a giant football head. Like, Jesus Christ. Somebody got paid to come up with that.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you there's going to be a news piece because it was his 53rd anniversary. I bet you on New York One or some local channel, they were like, meet old, and it's like Ramon Feldstein, like some old Jewish guy with hair coming out of his ears. They're like, he created the mascot Mr. Met, and he has like this whole big giant binder with sketches, and he's like, they told me we're having a competition. Whoever could come up with the new mascot for the new expansion franchise, the Mets, will get $100 in tickets to the game. And I said, I got to work on it. And I got to drawing, and I came up with it, and I said, that's it. I did it. It's like
a
overly
baseball
serious. Yeah.
On a body.
And then the Mr. and the team name. All right, so anyway, Mr. Met, we support you. We hope you don't get fined. Or they could find the fake character. Mr. Met is not a real person, guys. All right. So, but next, most importantly, was Bryce Harper, right? He got a 4-game suspension after, and then it's now 3, but he got a 4-game suspension after Hunter Strickland hit him, right? When it was the first time they faced each other since, what was it,
2014
playoffs when Bryce hit home run and he thought he showboated. And what was his beef with him, that he showboated?
Well, the first home run Bryce hit off of Strickland, like eyed him down around the whole bases. Like he kind of like walked in an inner circle around the bases and was just staring him down.
Oh, okay.
So then the next time Bryce came to bat against him in that same series, like he went like kind of nuts and was like staring down Strickland. And then
so,
but it's 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. And they won the World Series. But so Strickland was still mad at that and beef with Bryce. And then he gets up, and it's like it's the first pitch against each other, right? And he hits Bryce because he's still been waiting on it.
98 mile an hour fast.
Yeah, yeah. And then Bryce runs out, throws his helmet horribly, obviously, misses him, and then they punch each other. But people were bugging out about Buster Posey, you know, the Giants catcher, not because usually when somebody charges the mound, the catcher will stop and grab the player. And also the other infielders, people are saying they didn't run out that quick. But I love that because they are like, you're retarded, Hunter Strickland.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. I'm not going to help you. You know what I mean? Like, you're not in the right. And so, and Buster Posey is too valuable. He could get hurt. Somebody made the point.
He has
point,
concussion
you know?
Issues.
Yeah,
too.
He has concussion issues. One elbow to the head or like he grabs Bryce. Bryce like elbows him to get off him or doesn't know if he's being attacked. When he's in maniac mode, I don't know. What do you think of all this? And this just came up with the Orioles and the Red Sox.
Yep.
Manny Machado hurting Dustin Pedroia, and then they all were throwing, but there were like different sects within the Red Sox. Like Dustin Pedroia was saying, I don't want this to be happening. And then random relievers who were trying to impress him maybe took it upon themselves to hit Machado way after it was over. And then Machado showed, but it's so stupid. It's so silly. What do you think?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I have a feeling that Strickland just did this totally on his own because he doesn't like Bryce
Harper.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
Harper pisses off a lot of players, and so does Machado because they're really young. They're obviously generational talents, and those are the guys you're not going to like. if you're like grinding and playing the game every day, like you're not going to like the young, flashy guys who are really great, especially when they're on the team you face.
Well, I think it, you got to add in that they are a little flashy, but that's that like there could be a young, great player who I don't know what they want and I don't agree with it, but this is, it's extra formula to hate Bryce because he throws a temper tantrum when he doesn't get a hit.
Yeah.
And he like really is pro showboating and a lot of the pitchers don't like it. But, you know, obviously the movement more and more as Bryce and Machado have, well, I don't know if Machado's advocated for it, but by his actions he has, but Bryce has said certainly, like with the bat flip controversy with Jose Bautista, like, let us celebrate. Who cares? Like,
yeah,
you know,
cares?
And this came up with Jabba Chamberlain in 07 when he came up with the Yankees and people were saying he's too demonstrative on the mound. He gets a strikeout and then he celebrates and it's like insulting to the other players. But it's like, dude, shut up. Like, who cares? It's entertainment. You're like,
yeah,
it's fucking entertainment. And then secondly, more importantly, my take is that like, It's never, not since day one, I don't care how many people are like, well, that's the way it's played, blah, 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 that's how we handle stuff, that you hit people with the baseball who are not, like, in the AL. It's like a pitcher hits a player, right? And then a different guy on that team gets hit. You don't hit the actual pitcher who hit your guy. That's so stupid. It's so stupid.
No, I mean, you can easily tell why nobody came to Hunter Strickland's defense immediately because...
Yo, you risk people's careers. My dad always said, my dad always, like, every time he'd see that, and he's not a huge baseball fan, but enough of one, he's like, yo, if you threw anywhere near my head, I'd kick the catcher like that guy did, and I'd run out. I don't care how many get. Or he said, I'd act like I'm taking my base and then run at the guy. So, anyway, I don't know. But I don't blame Buster Posey at all. Do you know how long Hunter Strickland got punished for or what?
It's a 6-game suspension, but that's a whole nother topic. That's absolute garbage. Bryce Harper is missing an entire homestand. He plays 9 innings a game.
Right.
He's the best player on their team. Hunter Strickland, if you manage the bullpen correctly, will miss 1 inning with a 6-game suspension.
One? I don't know. Maybe at
two.
Least 2 or 3. But still, but your point is well taken.
What does that even mean? Give him a 40-game suspension.
Well, that's crazy, but...
No, it's not crazy. Like, you're missing 27 innings of the best
player.
Oh,
I understand. You're saying to make the innings missing equal?
Yeah, I mean, he started the whole fight. He's obviously 95% to blame in
this. I agree. Well, it needs to be proportional, but I think that it should be, like, Bryce gets a game and Hunter Strickland gets like 8 games. Like,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think 40. I don't think they should both be higher.
Well, I mean, 8
but Bryce
to 1.
Bryce shouldn't be hitting people, but I don't blame him. Like, you know,
8 to 1, you know, 3 games, then okay,
yeah, yeah,
25.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, but I would just lower both. Would you or no? Whatever.
Well, I think they need to start giving stricter penalties, especially to relief pitchers that come in and hit somebody because. There's really no consequence.
Well, right. I'm surprised.
He's getting paid, and he's missing 6 games where he would pitch once or twice.
Yeah, well, I mean, but honestly, even if I'm a hitter who's getting hit, I would never want unpaid suspensions. Like, that's retarded. That's stupid as a union. You got to handle it within yourselves in a different way. Like, you can't.
I'm not going for unpaid suspensions. I'm saying, like, you need to actually, like, have an impact on this player who's throwing a ball at somebody. Like, 6 games is just not an impact.
No, I understand. I'm surprised, though, that on one hand that the players, the hitters haven't more unanimously, or everybody hasn't, like, tried to collectively, and it's starting to happen, but say how stupid this is. You're going to get hurt and you're throwing like weapons at each other. Whatever, right? This is being redundant. But so anyway, I would agree, except the only thing is that the only reason that even players who think it's super stupid are not going to be down for suspensions, because then it's precedent for their own suspensions. You know, they are a union, even though you're in a union with guys who are hitting you for no stupid reason. All right, so... The draft is when? It's soon? It's like next week or
two
something?
2 weeks away.
Do you care? Why not? What's your take? Give me the sizzle.
Tom Sizzle.
I care, but I care a lot less than...
Wait, you interrupted the intro to your segment.
Okay.
Tom Sizzle. Psst. Ow, that's sizzling. All right, go.
I care, but I care a lot less than I do for the NFL and even the NBA draft.
Woo! Why is that?
It's a combination of factors. I think one is in the MLB draft... Nobody knows who these players are at all. I mean, I follow college baseball like the last week of the season into the College World Series. So I'm maybe seeing three guys in the, you know, who are going to be first round picks. And then they're what, 5 years away from playing
right
in the MLB. So when you see the NFL draft, a lot of these guys you see in college football, in the NBA draft, we watch them a lot of times in college basketball a little bit more than we do, say for MLB prospects.
They should air, like they should air 3 years ago's draft, like every, they should like hide the results and then like air it like it's live, like the draft from 2014. Because I find myself lately as a baseball fan, obviously, but I'm on the Wikipedia page of past MLB drafts, as interested in those results as I am in an old NFL draft result. But when it's happening, I don't care, obviously, right? Because they're so long away from impacting your team. And I don't know anybody, but I don't know anybody in other sports, but I also don't care. I don't know, whatever. So we got some other things. One, Chase Headley sucks again. That was it for that, right? That was short-lived, that you could defend his contract.
Well, it was amazing. He was leading the MLB in hitting and slugging like 3 weeks into the season, a month into the season, and now he's hitting 215.
What happened to him? He went back to Headley mode?
I think he is something like 2 or 3 for his last 70.
That's a bit of a slump.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. And then missed.
He's done. I mean, he's done. Gleyber Torres is the number 2 prospect now.
But he could play third base?
Yeah, he can play short, second, or third.
I didn't know. Oh, okay.
And he just got called up to AAA. I was talking with someone before this, and
wait, you talk baseball with other people? don't. No, that's like the Onion article. Real quick, it was Joe Buck walks into booth to find Troy Aikman in the booth with another man, and it's like he caught him cheating.
That's funny.
All right, go on.
Yeah, there was like an article that was saying like Gleyber Torres being groomed to be the third baseman of the future, and I mean that's not. First of all, that's not even really a story, but it's not shocking. Headley's going to have some sort of like little wrist problem, and they're going to pull him and bring up Gleyber because Headley is just so bad at this point. Him and Chris Carter, man, that guy gets me so infuriated.
Why,
he's
though?
He's so bad.
He's not that bad. Let's see what he's doing. He sucks this year, Chris Carter.
First of all, he can't scoop a ball at first base. He's maybe one of the worst defensive first basemen. I've watched at least 5 or 6 plays where he's just totally whiffed on scooping the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That
he
obviously
sucks.
Has impact. And I don't know, man. Like he swings as hard as he can anytime he thinks it's a fastball. 80% of the time, it ends up being an off-speed pitch. And when he, you know, when he connects, yeah, he hits a home run, but he literally cannot put the bat on the ball unless it's, like, his hardest swing.
Right. No, you're right. He's only done – and his exit velocity is just MLB average, right? You would think – and we'll get to Manny Machado in a minute – but you would think that if someone's selling out for home runs, they'd at least be hitting it hard when they make contact. My knee-jerk was to defend him because last year he had such an underrated season. Like, his OPS was 820 and he – walked he walked 76 times and hit 41 homers, even though he only hit 222. He's still somewhat valuable. He's worth a game or two above replacement. This year he sucks. He's only had 4 home runs so far. He's hitting 186. You know, his OPS is 629, and if he's hurting in the field, I assumed he was DHing.
No, because we have Holiday.
But can't Holiday play better than him defense? I thought Holiday was a better defender than him.
I guess he could, but I don't know if he's better than him at first base.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. Holiday, I picked him up in our league. And actually, I have Brett Gardner in both my leagues and Holiday in one, and they've been really good.
They've been great, yeah.
So speaking of like exit velocity numbers, this is shocking. This is the highest I've seen. I don't. There's no sortable category on the MLB at Bat app that lists it for the StatCast averages, but Manny Machado's average exit velocity is like 94 miles an hour above the average of 87. The other highest players I've seen of players' pages I've been to this year is 90, but Manny Machado sucks this year so far. He's hitting, what is he hitting? Oops, I just went to Carlos Correa's page because
he has the highest, I think, single hit this year, maybe.
I mentioned him. What?
I think Correa hit a home, or no, it was Springer yesterday, hit a home run with an exit velocity of 114.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah.
Manny Machado is hitting 205 with a 691 OPS. But again, like we said, it's insane that he... That's so high, 94 miles an hour average. He's ripping it, but he's selling out for home runs. He's been sucking lately. Is that what that's what you think is happening?
Yeah, he's obviously selling out for home runs. There's something obviously very wrong with what he's doing.
Yeah, because he's a 290, he's a 278 career hitter. He's not really this bad.
You know, the trend in MLB seems to be obviously exit velocity and launch angle. And so, you know, when you go into an off season, he probably had people preaching that to him. So he may have made adjustments that didn't need to be made.
Yeah, that's true. Because since 2014, his ground out to air out ratio is 1.37. Then 2015, 1.06. 2016, 0.84. And now it's 0.92. But, like, you know, he's, I guess, trying to put in the air, right? Last year he hit 37 homers and... I don't know, though. It's like if you could choose, they used to say Tony Gwynn could choose to hit home runs if he wanted to. It's an interesting discussion, and it comes up when we did the debate of, like, who do you think would win? Just the mental exercise. A team of all doubles hitters who hit a double in every other at-bat, or a team of home run hitters who hit one out of every four hit a home run? And the doubles hitters were much better by far. And I guess it's because not getting an out is much more valuable than the sporadic total bases, even though the total bases are the same. But I don't know, man. It's like, then again, you get paid and it's exciting for the fans. Like, maybe if I'm an owner, I'd rather have the home run team just because it's exciting. It's not That's as true. Simple as, like, just winning games. But you must hate that team now between Chris Davis, who is your ultimate example of selling out for home runs, and Manny Machado.
I don't like them anyway, but yeah, they're the individual players on that team totally disgust me. Why Mark Trumbo. Mark Trumbo.
Oh yeah, I hate
is another
Trumbo.
One.
Like, dude, his home runs he hits are like, he just swings at everything. The balls are like at his head and he hit a home run. It's kind of cool, but it's also kind of gross.
It's amazing. Last year he had a 1-year contract. He hit 42 home runs, and then we go into the offseason and everyone's like, "Oh, Mark Trumbo is going to sign a huge deal." And then The Orioles, of course, paid him. I mean, they like doing that.
Nelson Cruz got his prove it year with them. They didn't re-sign him, but remember,
he's actually a good hitter.
Right. But Nelson Cruz, remember that year? People only gave him a 1-year deal. He killed it again. Yeah, he's been having a later career trajectory. I guess Trumbo was a higher touted, like, power hitting. I hate him. He's a right-handed hitter.
He's so
sucks.
Bad.
I hate him. I don't like righties like him who swing at anything. And Adam Jones, even, I used to like a lot more. He's like a compiler type guy, but he's a center fielder who's good defensively, so makes up for everything. Speaking of the Orioles, though, Tanaka, your boy, got lit up again last night. His ERA is really high. I think he's not doing well.
It's over
man.
Six, yeah.
Yeah, man. What's up? Did you watch any last night, or when you watch him, what do you see?
Well, I watched him. I went to the game he started before this one where he pitched 7 shutout innings. His 2 starts prior to that were both terrible. He just is not keeping his splitter down. He's keeping everything up in the zone, which when you have a sinking ball up in the zone, you're going to give up a lot of home runs. That seems to be exactly what he is doing. Yeah, it's disappointing, but I'm not really that worried about him. I'm more happy, like, with the development of Severino and Pineda than I am disgusted
worried about
right
Tanaka.
Now with Tanaka.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
Of course, there's more. You guys are having a great year. There's definitely more to be excited about than upset about, but... You know, his career whip, he's a great pitcher in his career. Listen to his career stats. 44-21 with a 3.48 ERA in the AL East and a 1.1 whip. And this year he's 5-5. I'm sorry I'm including wins and losses like a retard mutt, but I'm just reading off what they have. In 11 games he's 5-5 with a 6.34 ERA. 56 strikeouts in 61 innings and a 1.5 whip. Yeah, let me see how many home runs he's given up, because that seems to be the issue. Yeah, he's already given up 14 home runs in only 61 innings compared to last year. In 199 innings, he gave up 22 home runs. So that's clearly been his Achilles here.
Achilles.
Yeah, but you're right. Everyone else is more than making up for his slack, but it's still weird because that now, right, it's like with each start with Tanaka, the whole discussion about Tommy John changes. Like, literally start to start, it's like, oh, well, if he has a good start, everyone could say, well, look at Tanaka. You just wait and let the elbow repair itself. And then he has a bad start, and it's like, oh, maybe it's bothering him. Maybe we got to cut him open.
Yeah, and that's kind of just ridiculous, but that's, you know, the media needs something to pin, you know, the performance on. I mean, do I think it has anything to do with his elbow at this point? No, I don't. I mean, he's pitched over a year. He pitched great last year. Maybe that it would physically help if he went and got this surgery, but he's just leaving the ball up in the zone.
So so yeah, sorry, Tanaka. Hopefully, I like him very much. I actually listened to his theme song that you put me on to. You went to the game and said, yo, Tanaka's warm-up song is
Boss.
Crazy Asian Stuff. And I looked it up and downloaded it, and they made it for him.
Oh, okay.
He's so big in Japan, this pop group made the song for him.
Nice.
And it's very gangster. The
game I last went to that he started, we sat next to Japanese people.
Did he have the same, he has used the same song?
Yeah, of course. And they were like, they both looked at each other when it came on. They're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, more and more Clover Z. All right.
Tanaka.
All right, now let's go to players that suck. You had something to say about Alcides Escobar, who is a scrub, and I'm glad Noah Syndergaard threw his head in the World Series. Bitch.
He is a scrub. He's a total scrub. I went to two of the Yankees-Royals games, and, you know, you just look at the lineup of the other team, and the Royals offense is the worst in baseball. And then, you know, I'm looking through the lineup, no 300 hitters. And then I look at the top and you have Alcides Escobar hitting like 173. His more in-depth stats come on the board when he's at bat. He had an on-base percentage of like 209, right? And there are players in the lineup after him, like Hosmer's hitting fourth or fifth. I don't know. The whole lineup construction to me, it's just a lack of ability to adapt by that organization.
Yo, he has 5 walks and 199 at-bats, Alcides Escobar, and he's batting 186. Yeah, his on-base is 212 right now.
212. They have a guy who's hitting 8th in their lineup right now, their second baseman.
So Whit Merrifield?
Whit Merrifield, who has, I think, close to like a 380 on base percentage at this point, and he's hitting 8th. Hosmer's hitting 5th, right? Lorenzo Cain, who has no power at all, was hitting 3rd.
What? Yeah, Whit Merrifield is hitting 294 right now, you know, like, and he's getting on base at 353, like.
And Escobar doesn't steal bases either.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He doesn't provide anything.
Like, there's no route. The only route to Ned Yost, who I used to always felt like was an idiot, but that may be Mets jealousy. The only route to it is that, like you said before the show, well, that's how we did it the year we won the World Series, so we're going to stick with our guys. It's like, dude,
that's what he says.
Yeah, that is insane. So that actually is his reasoning?
That's his reasoning.
Well, you know, it's like, all right, yeah, but like stick with, you know, that makes no, how about keep Omar Infante at second base?
That's,
you know,
exactly what I was going to say. And I went to the game with a big Royals fan and we were talking about the same thing. It was like Omar Infante led the second baseman in voting last year for the All-Star game.
2 years ago, I think.
Two years ago, yeah. And he had the lowest OPS of all qualified players in the American League. And yeah, it's another change that was well overdue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
it took
absolutely
them until like a month before the playoffs last year to finally pull the plug on him.
It's so stupid. It's like, I mean, people question his managing, but you know what? It's like when you look at the team now, 2 years ago, you're referencing like the All-Star lineup was set to have 8 players that were in the Royals, including Omar Infante, who was horrible.
Yeah.
It was just going to be the straight up the starting lineup for the Royals. And they were killing it, right? And they came off losing the World Series, and they were good again that year and went on to win the World Series. But now this year, they have the same players who are not doing well. That's the crazy thing is that Hosmer started off horrible. He's picking it up again. But like Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, Salvador Perez, Mike Moustakas, Alex Gordon, that's 5 of the same players I just named. Like,
yeah,
literally, it's the same team but just plus Jorge Soler. No, but I mean it makes it even more special that they were able to win a World Series, because that year it was like, oh my God, they have a lineup of all position players who are like 80 plus, right, in a 1 to 100 scale, and now those same guys are sucking. Mike Moustakas is sucking.
I mean, their front office and their manager, they've been a mess, right? They
got so lucky.
This offseason, they made a great signing, I think, 4 years ago when they got Kendrys Morales as their DH.
Yeah.
He's a switch hitter. He's up in Toronto now. He's a great hitter. They lost him this offseason.
I forgot
about
that.
And they replaced him with Brandon Moss. They signed Brandon Moss pretty early on in the offseason, so they paid him more than like Matt Holliday got by the Yankees.
Very stupid. Then they let Billy Butler walk. You know, he's a great hitter. No, I don't know. Is he in baseball anymore?
No.
He was on the Yankees for a minute, right?
He was on the Yankees down the stretch last year when we had our, like, eighth first baseman go down.
Yo, he's funny. He was the only player, even David Ortiz in MLB The Show a year ago had first base listed as his position. Billy Butler was the only player with DH only
just
listed
DH
as position. Yeah, you couldn't use him in Diamond Dynasty because he didn't play a position.
Wow.
Because he's so fat and bad. But he's a good hitter, man. He could hit it. I extra despise players like him and Pablo Sandoval who are fat and don't hit for power. That you're not allowed to do that. Either lose weight or hit for power, man. Juice.
I agree.
How about Albert Pujols about to hit 600 homers? You don't care?
Not really.
How come?
Plays for the Angels.
No, but I mean, you don't care about records like that? What are your thoughts on like chasing historic numbers like that? Why don't you care?
I would care more, I guess, if I watched the player a lot and it kind of, you know, this moment was like a encapsulated, like a greater love of that player's career. But
yeah,
for me, Pujols, like...
Like, I understand if Cano is going to hit a milestone, I'll be excited. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But go on. I mean, I think Pujols is like the best hitter of our generation. No doubt. I mean, before Mike Trout, obviously, but they overlap. It's going to be so crazy later to say, oh my God, it's like DiMaggio, Mantle, or whatever. The fact that Albert Pujols and Mike Trout played on the same team, and that team sucked, and that franchise sucked,
terrible.
And they were on the same team. They're overlapping best hitters of their generation.
The Josh Hamilton effect.
Dude, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, he was sort of the...
He made them unglued?
He was the catalyst that kind of set this whole downward spiral into motion, because remember... The Angels were considered a World Series favorite for a number of years there.
Yeah.
And
they won 100 games. They got swept by the Angels that the year. They got swept by the Royals.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Royals, that's Mike Trout's only playoff appearance, I believe.
Yeah.
Could that be?
I think maybe he had 2 years in.
Well, they ain't never won nothing. Oh, no. They played the Yankees. Whatever. Never mind. No, he wasn't in yet. I don't know. I'm retarded. I don't like Mike Socha. Mike Socha is another stupid manager. But he was pretty good, I heard.
Back in the day.
He was pretty good once. Remember Barry Bonds' kid in the field? What was that? In the World Series in 2002? I know I'm all over the place, but there's some image of some stupid kid.
Dusty Baker's son.
What? Get your kid off the fucking field. Get your kid off the field, you clown. It's a World Series.
Yeah.
What if the Angels slowed up to and they didn't score because that little or I guess it was the Giants they were hitting if they
yep.
But what if they slowed up and didn't score a run because they didn't want to kill your stupid little baby?
That would be a curse.
Son, fuck your baby. Yeah, it'd be the curse of the dead child. And then other teams' graphics, like when the Giants come up to bat, they'd have a stupid Jumbotron image of a little baby ghost being like, woo!
I'm going to take
haunting
the bat.
You. Yeah, yeah. Or they strike out and they have a little baby ghost. That's so horrible.
They really should not have a 3-year-old being the bat boy.
Yeah, kids are stupid. All right. So, yo, that's it, Prob. That's it, right? Anything else? Tweet at the cat. What's your Twitter?
Cap Figure.
The Cap Figure. Yeah, because that's the name of our show. And go to capfigure.com. For blazing other stuff. I don't know. And to actually tweet us if you could think of any cool, like, random daily column or something that's quick, like the worst swing of the day or anything like that that you guys think would be cool, because we want to start doing something like that, but we can't think of what.
Fail of the day.
Yeah, fail of the day. Something that you want. I don't know, bro. All right. Bryce, we hope you feel better. Hunter, I hope you eat a dick. Bye.
Try to believe